Hi, is this Trev?
This is.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate that. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good, too. Happy Tuesday, right?
Yes, absolutely. Happy Tuesday. It's a great Tuesday.
I was going to say, someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought, I like that even better.
Yeah, those are usually pretty good.
Exactly.
Those are usually pretty good. So, that's
awesome. When you get all the deals on Tuesdays for the tacos.
Usually, if you go to the right places, absolutely.
That's true. That's true. Some of them just have regular pricing. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. But did you have
okay.
any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works?
No.
Pricing?
No,
okay.
I'm pretty aware of how the search engines and stuff work from the past, just because I still look up stuff when I got a question on a customer may ask me a question. I'm like, let me look into that for you. So I'll start doing my own thing too. So I know what it looks like. If you put the right words in or you put the right things in, they pop up to the top. So I get it. So.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I think everybody uses Google, to be honest with you, and statistically, it is where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated, and that's
correct.
The beauty of this is that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if you decide to take advantage of it, once we begin working with you, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. As it's here put first, there's a reason.
Exactly,
so,
without a doubt. Yeah, and also what that will do is maximize the jobs that come to Homestead Handyman, So, pricing, you're brand new since January. Congratulations. They say the first couple of months are the hardest, so you're over that hump, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, getting there. It's still too sporadic, in my opinion, but you know what? God's been faithful, and there's more. There's just seems like just at the right time I get another call. So things are falling into place, so it's been really good. So it's getting there.
God's been faithful, because I'm a believer too, so that's great. And so is Tara that you spoke with earlier. Yep, we have over 200 employees here, so, understandably we have a mix. Not everybody's believers, but you happen to get the two of us that are, So.
Yeah, God is good. Good all the time.
All the time, God is good. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
I love it. That is so great. So what I can do for you, Trev, price-wise, since you had just opened up in January, is you would absolutely qualify for our new in-business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, I should say, is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also it would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah, absolutely they are.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize this. That happens to be a different search result altogether. So once we program Homestead Handyman into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay?
Right.
And then do you have a business Facebook or a website or anything set up for the business yet at all? I know you're
No, I just haven't taken the time to do that yet. I mean, it's just been just trying to get things moving and getting them going. It's one thing at a time, and now we're discovering this needs to be done. And actually, I just joined Home Advisor, Angie's List.
Okay.
Just joined them. They're, you know, for a 1 year fee and stuff, and then pay for leads, and I just got my first one this afternoon. Just started it this week. Yeah, so I just got, you know, so I have an estimate to go on tomorrow for a lady because I got it late this afternoon. So that's what I'm wondering, like, yeah, I'm excited too. So this is starting to generate and starting to get going. That's why I'm like, the timing is like, I don't know if we're going to be able to pull the trigger on it with financing wise and stuff like that. Cause we're, like I said, we're just getting going. Things are starting to get going, getting moving forward. And I understand advertising is like a, like some people call it a double-edged sword. It's a necessity, but at the same time, it's like, how far do you go? You know, so
right,
I that's understand. Where I'm like, man, because I just dropped, you know, some cash already to be able to get this thing going. They're promoting me on out there. You know, the minute they search, people are searching around my area. They're covering my area right now, about 10 miles out and stuff. So I know it's not the same thing as like what you guys have going on. It's just
right.
They got to me first type deal. Does that make sense? So it's not like I'm not chomping at the bit here and salivating. and I'm being honest. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I would have to talk to my wife about this, to be honest with you, and pray about it. I know you guys are trying to fill this thing today, but that's something that I do have to talk with my wife about because she's just as much part of this business. We're one flesh. We believe that fully in God's word. And so we have to come together in the Lord to be able to make this decision, and we're just not going to be able to just write off the top like this. I understand there are places for that, but this is one of them we're going to have to discuss and pray and see what we're going to do. So,
okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I'm a believer too, so you know that I believe that there's wisdom in the multitude of counsel, so I absolutely want to get your wife involved. I would never ask you to do anything unless both you and her were 100% comfortable. One thing I want to address with you, Trev, only because you just signed up with the Home Advisor and the Angie Leads, we deal with a lot of their clients, and sometimes what they do is they put the leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so they can allocate some funds to try this program. And then what happens is the revenue they get by being on the first page of Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything they got off of Angie Leads. And pretty soon they're saving a ton of money on their lead fees and they don't even have to buy leads anymore. Because why would you when people are calling you directly, right? But at the same token, you're at that, you know, where, you know, you just shelled out a lot of money, and I would be willing to see if, you know, based on that, they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of that money that you've just spent. Because at the end of the day, I can't do anything about the agreement that you have with Angie's or the money that you spent. But I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. There's no question. Okay, so
And
the reason I asked you about the business Facebook and the website is we would obviously, if you don't have it, we would create the business Facebook for you. Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads, so that will help you get some, you know, jobs coming in from the social media platform. And with a website, we charge extra for them, but I could see if we could allow, you know, them to give you one at no additional cost because it is 2024 and you're absolutely going to need a site anyway eventually, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Trust me, that's been on my heart for a while. And guys, like, I'm going to get it to you here pretty quick because you got to start getting out there more. So I get
it. Sometimes I talk to businesses where they say, oh, I'm working on a site and it'll be up in a month. And then a month turns into 6 months and 6 months turns into a year. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. So if I get it approved, you know, we could have the site up and running for you within 1 to 3 business days. But here's what I'm thinking regarding the pricing, because I had to do this once before, Trev, and I actually got it approved, where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. Now, he also was a startup business, but he was a different industry. He was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida. But he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name because he had just purchased a bunch of new equipment, his licensing, his storefront. You can imagine his funds were completely depleted, right? So what I was able to do was I worked out the special pricing, and he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So he had to stretch himself tremendously just to try the program for 1 month. But the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, even before his statement came in, the program had already funded itself. So I would be willing to see if, you know, they would allow me to put you into that same program. What it would do is it would waive your setup fee for you altogether, and it would reduce your monthly fee down to just $249. So if I could get that authorized, it's going to save you $150 today, plus it'll save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that that $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day to increase your business. So, you know, what I would have to do is, you know, send out the request and explain your situation. And of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $249, including the website, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad. Again, I still need to talk to the wife and see what the Lord wants to do. So, I mean, this was really good. This is really good. Is there any way that I can get a direct number to give you a call back after I talk with my wife? Because she's busy right now with the kids. She's doing an amazing job taking care of this while I'm on this call. To be able to have a conversation with her before pulling the trigger on it so she can get an understanding. Because she's actually our financial guru in our family. She's like the financial advisor. She takes care of all that. I mean, we come together as husband and wife, but she's got the brains for it all, and she knows what we can do and what we can't do and stuff like that. So does that make sense?
Yeah, I just texted you my direct line. And I do want to let you know, only because you're in a highly competitive industry for what you do, and we have not seen a position of this magnitude available in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where that high revenue is generated. And I have 40 technicians calling out and only one position available. Because of the profitability, a position of this magnitude, it's going to fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So either it would be Homestead Handyman benefiting, you know, from the book of business that's in your backyard, or it will be a competing company. So with that being said, I should say the difference between something like this and Angie's List and Home Advisor is that those guys sell that lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. So oftentimes I have people that are going all over town bidding on all this work, and then they keep getting undercut by other companies because that you know, lead is going out multiple places. If that happens to you, they're pretty good at crediting you back if you get a bogus lead or something like that. But that's the difference, because statistically speaking, and I don't know if Tara shared this with you or not, Trev, just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 872 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is right now you guys are new, so you have a weak internet presence. So it's slipping through your fingers.
Right.
And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing with new business and help you capture it. So I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program and you'll get, you know, 872 clients, because that's not realistic.
No. I'm more realistic than that. I understand exactly what you're saying. I do. And
yeah.
I'm fully aware of that. And I've just been praying about that recently and stuff too. Like, God, how can I get my name out there? They got
yes.
a hold of me. Things look pretty good. So we pulled the trigger. We agreed on it. And now this is coming through. And it's like, okay, God, now you really got to do something here. So let me talk with my wife. And I understand the sense of urgency that's there. I really do. And I get it. But just as much as I was looking for a power washer one day, the Lord actually blessed me and took care of it. It's a crazy story. I looked right at my wife. She's like, you're going to call him? And the guy sent us a message. 30 other people want this thing. I said, if my father wants me to have it, he will make sure we have it. 4 hours later, the guy sends us a message and say, are you still interested in this washer? And we went out and got it for that price.
Wow, that's
so
good.
So there's
yeah.
a testimony of faith to increase for you. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to believe God is going to have his hand in this. Let me talk with my wife, please. And then this is awesome, Tina. And I thank you. But
of
I have
course.
To run this by my wife. I cannot just do this by myself, and I don't want to do it. Talk to you, talk to her, talk to you, talk to her. It's got to be, I got to be face to face with her. So,
of course.
Give me a little
and
bit
I know,
here. Go ahead.
Well, I know that, you know, you said she's busy taking care of the kids right now and whatnot, but what I'm thinking is she's probably not going to be opposed to you making an $8 a day decision. But if you want to get her blessing on it, so to speak, and I want you to have that blessing as well, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe tried to, you know, go talk to her. I don't mind waiting.
All right. Well, just give me a few minutes here if you don't mind. Just a minute.
Yeah, I
all
don't
right?
mind. Take your time, too. I have some emails to catch up on, so no worries at all, okay?
All right. Sounds mm-hmm. good, Tina. Just a minute.
Sure.
Tina, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, just making sure. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. I have my wife. We were able to corral the kids. We tied them off, gagged them, and said you need to be gone.
Oh, wow, that's good.
I'm just having a little fun. So I have my wife. Okay, go ahead and put your shoes on, honey. Just go back outside.
Hello, Mrs. Trev, how are you?
I was trying to say her name, but... You know.
My name is Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy. I'm Tina. Nice to meet you. So, do you have a specific question, or do you want me to give you the whole rundown just so you have a clear understanding what we're doing?
Well, I'm looking at his notes, but if you could give me the logistics.
Yes. Yes, I'd love to. Yeah. So our company is called Local Splash. We're a premier partner with Google. And what we do is we optimize businesses to show on the first page of the search results for the category in your area. So, for instance, anytime someone would type in home improvement, handyman, power washing, you know, different variations of what you offer, we'll make sure that Homestead Handyman shows on the first page in a spotlight position every single time. So it's something that's designed to bring you a lot more new clients by giving you that exposure, okay? And then part of what that service entails is also putting you guys on some of the popular directories in the area as well as the mobile platform, okay? So I was explaining to your husband how most people, you know, don't know that when you do a search from, say, a smartphone or a tablet, you'll get a different result than from a regular computer, right? So once we program Homestead Handyman into that mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Okay, so that's a huge market that you guys also will be able to capitalize on. Your husband, because I'm a believer too, was telling me that, you know, you guys are new and he was kind of praying about getting, you know, your business out there. So we build Google compliant websites here too. We charge an extra $400 to put them together. But what I was telling him is I'm going to explain your situation to my director and try to put you into friends and family pricing of just $249 monthly. That will waive your setup fee for you altogether, okay? But on top of it, I want to see if they'll allow me to include the website for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Because I figure you need that, you know, website eventually anyway, you know? So, and then the last component is the Facebook ads. So because you don't have a business Facebook yet, we would create one for you. And then do you know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yep.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for, right? So we'll make sure that if they're searching to anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for Homestead Handyman coming up. So if that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you will have a detailed tracking system, which means that you and Trev will be able to see how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. Okay. And then.
Okay.
Keep in mind, we're a performance-based company, so we allow you to go month to month, track the revenue and the results that you're receiving and kind of pay as you go, so you don't have to sign up for a, you know, a short-term contract or anything like that. So, you know, based on everything I said, you know, number one, do you have any questions? But number two, if I could get that $249 pricing approved, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm just crunching numbers in my head as you're talking, just because I do all of our the book work. So it's like
that.
He was saying, it's just me and him and then our girls, and so I'm the number cruncher, so I'm just trying to calculate in my head.
I like to look at it like this. If I get this rate approved for you and you calculate $249 over the course of the month, it boils down to just $8 and some change per day. And there is no contract, right? So it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. Now, I know that you and your husband will never cancel this, because I've been doing this for a long time and nobody cancels on profit. And I know that you won't either. You know, it's kind of like that old saying, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time, right? But at the same token, for you guys as a new business, especially with limited funds and with a lot going out right now and not much coming in, it has to be somewhat comforting to know, you know, that you do have that option. Now, if you ever did get to a point down the road where you ended up canceling this, worst case scenario is you will have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. Because at that point, everything that we created for you, you'll always have it for your business. Meaning that, you know, Homestead Handyman will be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be accessible from all of the popular directories. You'll be, you know, on the mobile platform, making you available from all of the smartphones and the tablets and the voice activated devices. So, you know, naturally.
Now, what about the what about the website you would build?
Great
question.
Would we
still have that?
You would have two options. If you wanted to keep the website and the content, you could do that and just pay us hosting of $49 monthly, or you could buy the domain and not the content, and that's just a one-time buyout of $99. And our clients love those options, because what that means is that you can start advertising the site right away, knowing that you would never lose it. You would have those two options where you could keep it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering, because, you know, the website's a big thing. We were just talking about getting one going, and right now,
so,
neither of us really have the free time to set one up. And
I understand. I was telling Trev before you
at all.
Yeah. No, I was telling Trev before you even said that I talk to business owners day in and day out, and I've been with this company for 12 years, and you would be shocked how many times people say, oh, I have a website, I'm going to build it myself, or my sister-in-law is going to do it, or I'm going to hire a company to do it, and it'll be up in a month, and then 1 month turns into 6 months, and 6 months turns into a year, and pretty soon the whole idea is on the back burner. You know, and what happens in that interim is there's a book of business in your backyard that's slipping through your fingers because people can't find you because you don't have a platform, you know, and this is something that will easily fix that for you.
So I do have one other question. Can I ask how you came across the business?
So before Trev spoke with me, he spoke with one of my mapping coordinators. Her name was Tara. We have 40 of the mapping coordinators that are on an automatic dialer, and they're connected to businesses that may qualify for this. So in order to get on the first page, there has to be a certain quality score that is met, and usually that is determined by length of time that you've been in business, reviews if you have them, presence in the community, and then web presence. So I'm thinking that because you're so new and you don't have anything negative posted about you, and then also Trev told me that you recently signed up with Home Advisor Angie Leads, so now you're starting to get, you know, trickle in a small internet presence. I'm thinking that that's probably what qualified you for this, and how that dialer picked up Homestead Handyman and had, you know, had us call you.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, so good for you. You guys are, you know, on a good start. You know, you're getting everything going, but, you know, this is going to really jumpstart that and get you results even quicker.
Yeah. I don't know where he went. He walked away.
I'm multitasking.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great. If we can get it for that rate, you know, without that first time fee, we could definitely pull the trigger. But with that first time fee, there's right now we just don't have the budget to be able to do that. The first time fee and the monthly fee. We just don't have that available.
I understand.
We just got it kick started and we just made the payment to Angie, you know, the Angie lead within the last couple of days. So that took a good chunk of our advertising money and so.
Because this is also tax deductible too, correct, I believe? I mean, it's all.
Oh, 100%. Yep. So each transaction, you get an email invoice receipt. And at the end of the year, you submit it with your taxes as a business expense because it's marketing for your business. So absolutely.
Right.
Write it
advertising and marketing, yes.
Right.
Yep, okay. Yep, 100%. Yeah, so what I'm doing now, Chrissy and Trev, I'm sending out a request to my supervisor. I'm asking them to waive the setup fee for you all together, to put you into that $249 pricing, but also to include the site at no additional cost. So we work on a GChat system throughout the office, which means I usually will hear back and get a response within about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait, I'll just verify your information. So Trev, what is the last name?
Heil, H-E-I-L.
Kyle, okay, and then give me an email address, because if everything goes well, I'll send you guys a confirmation email.
So the email for the business is Heil, H-E-I-L,
mm-hmm.
Homestead,
make sure it's spelled correctly,
H-O-M-E-S-T-E-D,
okay.
Handyman. It's funny he said that in the background because had he not said that, I think I would have automatically put, you know, T-E-A-D. So that's funny. Yeah, both
yeah,
people.
It's not. If there's no, A. No A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for spelling it.
Lord made sure that it was going to be a unique name. He said it had to be spelled this way. One time it actually was spelled that way. Old English, I believe, has it spelled that way.
Oh, wow. Well, that's neat. That's a neat piece of history. If I'm ever on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and I get a question like that, I'm going to thank you. I'm going to say, wow. There's a reason
awesome.
You brought that up. Now, I'm sorry, Chrissy. I got sidetracked spelling the name. Did you say it was at Gmail or Yahoo? What server is it on?
At gmail.com. So
okay.
Kyle Homestead Handyman at gmail.com.
Excellent. Okay, got it. And then is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google, the one that ends in 9280?
Yes. We're going to get him a different personal phone number soon.
Okay. So if you want to promote a different number for the business other than your actual personal line, we could, you know, include a call tracking number for you. It's usually a little upsell for our existing clients, but I could put it in there for you if you wanted. How it works is they would purchase a brand new 715 area code number, and then when people call it, it will forward over to the number ending in 9280. So if you guys think you want to utilize that, I'll put it in the notes so that when the technicians call you, they would at least include it. But, you know, you don't have to decide on that right now, okay?
I don't think we need to because so far all of our advertisements have his phone number on.
Oh.
Like all the business cards, our van logo has it on, you know what I mean? Our yard signs, they all have.
Yeah, want to keep it. Yeah, no, you know what, Trev? She's very, Chrissy's very, very smart because That also will help your rankings. Google looks at consistency in online. So not only if it's on your cards, but if it's on other directories and whatnot, it's good to keep it the same. So I'm so glad that you told me that. So we'll keep it all at the 920 number. No problem.
Yeah, because we have signage that's on our, we have advertisement, we have signs that are on, we have the magnets on our van, we have yard signs, we have business cards, we have t-shirts,
wow.
And it all has that thing in there. So,
you're doing really good with branding for being so new. I'm very impressed. I think you guys are the first company that I've ever talked to that's only been in business, you know, for a couple months, and you have all that. That's phenomenal.
We left out. We have a friend that has a t-shirt business, and so we gave him some business, and he's
using
our notes. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. That's perfect. And once I get the site approved, I'd want you guys to send that logo over to us also so that we can start branding it online. Now, question for the listing itself. Do you want it to show as Homestead Handyman, or would I put in Inc. or LLC? What are your thoughts there?
Right now, we're a sole.
It's a sole proprietorship, so technically I'm not on it. It's just Trev. So it's just Homestead Handyman.
Okay. I actually like it better like that, even for the companies that have corporations or LLCs, because my thought on that, and it's a preference. Some people say, oh, I have to have it on there, which is great. We can do it. But my thought is when somebody sees you on the first page of Google, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done, whether than if you have an Inc. or an LLC. You know what I mean? So I like it better when people just keep it simple. So I'll do it that way for now. But if anything changes in the future, you could let us know. Now, is the 4942 Northeast 123rd Lane, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Chrissy, had you initiated getting a Google business page set up at all yet or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I have not.
Here's why I ask you. I'm going to have Google send a 5-digit PIN code to that actual address on 123rd Lane. It will be there within 5 to 10 business days, and it's a very important part of the process. So just make sure that when you get that you get it back to us, okay?
Okay, and how do I get it back to you?
You could call us, you could email us, you could text us, whatever's easy. So once we get this account created, you're going to get an email, you're going to get a text message from us, so we'll be readily available for you. And just so you know, we are here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so let me just...
We do, with the girls, we do try to keep the business to a minimum after a certain time in the day.
Okay, I can put that in your notes. So if there's any, like, calls where our technicians need to reach out to you, you prefer them before what time? And I'll put it in the notes.
Well, we're Eastern time, so it would be before 5 p.m. preferably. Usually sit down right now, our girls are outside playing, but usually by this time we're starting to get them ready for bed because they get up early for school in the morning.
Okay, I understand. I have raised little ones too, and now I have grandchildren. You know, if they don't get the right amount of rest, then what happens is at the school the next day they can't concentrate and it gets worse, you know, so that's good. So, okay, I'll put it in the notes. Calls from local/after or call prior to 5 p.m. Eastern if we ever had to reach out.
Yeah, preferably, yes.
Okay,
I mean, if it's like 5:30, you could do 5:30, that'd be all right, but if we can try to keep it to a minimum, that'd be appreciated.
Okay. And then Chrissy, are you CHRISSY, or how do you spell your name? I'm going to put you on here also as an authorized user.
Do you want my full name or just what I go by?
Yeah, I'll put your first and last name.
So my full name is Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T, Cina.
Okay.
My last and our last name is Heil, H-E-I-L. Trev's first name is actually Trevett, T-R-E-V-E-T-T.
Got it. And then I'll put Christina Heil, and then I'll just put Chrissy in parentheses because you go by Chrissy, is authorized on this account. And then I'll also put clients prefer no phone calls from local / after 5 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, good. So that priority note, Annie, we have over 200 employees here, but anybody that opens your account, they'll all see that. And then I got a message back, and they are approving it. So I'm so happy. They're allowing me to do that friends and family rate. They're allowing me to waive the setup fee and include the website for you on top of it. So just give me 1 second because I have to activate 2 promo codes here, one for the pricing and then the second one to put the website in here for you for free. And then I can secure this position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
I have the business debit card.
Okay, and is it your name or is it Trev's name? How does the name actually read on the card?
It reads Trevett P. Kyle.
Okay, and is the billing address the same, the 123rd Lane, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It should be the same.
Perfect. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4241.
Okay.
1700.
Got it.
3572.
Okay.
2166.
Okay, expiration.
0825.
And the code?
257.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for tomorrow for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. And some of this voice verification is repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Homestead Handyman.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Trevett Heil. Sole proprietor.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. So your payment for the initial startup and the account term will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then, Trev, in just a minute, you're going to get a text message, and we'll have you go in, and it'll say terms and conditions, and just kind of acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. And then lastly, for the client interview tomorrow, that phone call will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes max. What works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Tomorrow it's going to have to be early afternoon. I do have an appointment late afternoon, and I have work in the morning. So it's going to have to be early afternoon.
Okay, so I only have early afternoon. I don't know how early you're thinking, but I have a 10 a.m. or a 12 noon or, 1 o'clock. Now we're getting into afternoon. But we could do 10 a.m. or 12 noon if you think it works.
Let's do noon. Noon would work the best.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to block out an hour from 12 to 1 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 12:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay, and then lastly, like I said, since I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, let's just go in and acknowledge it with the e-signature so that you're grandfathered into it. So did you get that text from me that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Excellent. If you open it, there will be a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is that'll take you to a page, I should say, that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Once you open that, all you have to do is go all the way to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized on the account. Second to show that you receive text messages. And then you would just plug your name in. Put it exactly as it shows with your full name and the middle initial. And then once that goes through and you hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you after your client interview. But if you see that prompt, it's your sign that it went through.
I got the prompt.
Okay, good. So then it went through. So you're good to go there. And then lastly, on those text messages you received, Trev, there's a toll-free number for customer support. Anytime you call in, you can hit option 1, and anyone that answers the phone can help you. And if you ever want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So if you plug in that 777, it'll ring to my desk, okay?
I like that number. Easy one to remember.
I know. Yeah, I always love the sevens because of the Bible and the significance of the sevens in the Bible. So I've been with this company for 12 years, and the first two times I requested it, they said, oh, you can't have it. Someone else has it. And the third time I requested it, I got it. So I was happy that I was persistent.
That's awesome.
Go around, the other girl that requested it was the one you talked to before me. Her name's Tara. So she said, oh, it's okay, Tina, I'll take 316. So her extension is 316 and mine is 777. So you won't forget those two configurations of numbers.
I love it. That's good stuff. I'll get the call from the tech tomorrow. This question I have, okay, so once everything's up and running, and if I were to do my own Google search and I look up handyman in my area, and if for some reason Homestead doesn't pop on up, who would I get a hold of? I'm just asking question.
No, you just call us, and we'll go in and do some, you know, performance updates or whatnot, and we'll get you up there. Sometimes what happens, Google does change the algorithms daily, so sometimes a new revision comes through, and they will update the revisions automatically on a day-to-day basis so you don't have to call. But if you see that, all that means is that they hadn't done the algorithm update yet that day. A couple of things will be dependent on you as to how fast you get up there. So number one, is that PIN verification code that you receive in the mail, make sure that when you get it, that you get it back to us. So like I told Chrissy, if you're out in the field and, you know, she tells you that it comes and you don't have a second to call us, no problem. Just send it in via text message or via email, because that's what will solidify with Google that you're a valid business in the area and allow them to publish the listing. Okay. And then secondly, I sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, there's going to be 7 different items on there that they're requesting. So they're going to say, do you have a business license? Do you have insurance? If you don't have any of that, do you have an invoice? Do you have a business card, which you do, with your address on it, or a work truck with vehicles, with tools, I should say, a picture of the work truck with tools. So you don't have to send in everything for that Google verification, but just send in whatever you can, because behind the scenes, what's going on there is Google will protect you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to solidify with Google that you're a valid business in the area. So when you get that stuff over, we submit it to Google, and then everything goes smoothly the first go around, and they'll verify and publish the listing. Okay? And then the same goes for your logo or any pictures or content that you want up on the site. Obviously, you can email that to us also, and we'll put it up on your site. If you don't send it to us right away, don't panic. We'll still launch the site and put stock photos up there, and then as your content comes in, we'll start modifying it for you, okay?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, because we got a logo, we got a business card. I mean, my wife did an amazing job making it and putting it together and all that stuff. So
Do
have the insurance and stuff to verify. We actually have Next Insurance. They're actually a handyman insurance company primarily.
Wow.
It's really cool.
That
I know.
Really cool.
I did all my research before pulling the trigger on this. So I have verification of that, which is easy to send on over with the email or a link or whatever. It's pretty easy to verify that Homestead Handyman at this address and stuff, and have the general liability stuff. So absolutely. We'll get to that as soon as we can, and we'll just keep moving forward the best we can with the time we got. Time is just flying.
Of course. Yeah, and I feel bad now because I know you guys are Eastern time, and I know it's way past that 5:30, so the girls probably got to get in bed. But thank you for taking the time to, you know, to get this all set up. I know that you and Chrissy are absolutely going to love it. So have a very, very profitable year, and then my technician will call you tomorrow around noon, okay?
All right, sounds great. And then if I got any other questions, I'll reach out to you.
Please do. Yeah, I welcome that. And you can also use me as a point of contact. And I'll preface that by telling you I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. So you might call me with some question that I might not be able to help you with, but at least I can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yep. So that sounds great.
Excellent.
This has been amazing. Thank you. God bless you. And he's going to bless you just for
Thank you so much. God bless you and Chrissy and the girls also. It's been so wonderful talking to you. And I told someone yesterday that we brought on board only because he was a believer too. I told him, look, every morning, you know, when I wake up, I just pray to God, please bless my day. And I don't pray, you know, for money or for sales or anything like that. I just pray, please bring the right people in my path that can really benefit from this. And he's been faithful to do that. You know, he does it every day. It's amazing. So, yeah, so I just love it. So I'm so happy that, you know, we crossed paths. I know it wasn't by accident. And I know that you and Chrissy will absolutely be thrilled with this. So if you have any questions down the road, just feel free to call me, okay?
That's awesome. We will. Thank you so much. God is good.
God is good all the time. Amen. I agree. Yep. Okay. And with all that's going on in this crazy world, we have to be ready because Jesus is coming back soon.
Amen, sister.
Yep. Amen. Amen. The signs are showing over in Israel. Once Iran got involved, which is Persia, I'm like, I know that it, you know, can't say it's Ezekiel 38 yet, but it's setting the stage for it, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, bless you, Tina. Thank you very much. We're going to wrap this up here, and we're going to keep moving forward. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.